Nirvana is like a super peaceful and happy feeling that people get when they learn to focus their thoughts really well at any point in time or during meditation. In meditation, the person concentrates on one special thing, like their breath, a word or a phrase called a mantra or even a picture.
83% of Americans identify as not very happy, which can hold you back and negatively affect your relationships and your business. On this podcast, we discuss the proven steps to happiness so you can restore balance and rekindle your joy.
Welcome to the How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs podcast. So we are going to be going over a tool that I use with my clients to help them achieve great happiness and joy. And I want to start by reading this little paragraph from this amazing book that I started reading by this guy named Lama Yeshe. And he says, when pleasant feelings arise, desire, craving, and attachment follow in their wake. Really interesting. Think about that. When you feel something great, your body naturally wants more of it. Your mind naturally wants more of it. When unpleasant feelings arise, aversion and hatred appear. And of course, a lot of other things can appear. And when you feel neutral, ignorance, blindness to reality occupies your mind. If through these teachings, you can learn the reality of how your feelings arise and how you react to them, your life will be much improved and you'll experience much happiness, peace, and joy. So think about this. That was pretty deep, right? When something pleasant happens, you get these great feelings, you want more of it. You create attachment. When unpleasant feelings arise, you usually have negative feelings, which aren't good, right? Neither is attachment. And when neutral feelings happen, sometimes you have ignorance or blindness to reality that occupy your mind. So isn't happiness just a state and a choice? So don't we, if we can get to the point of controlling those thoughts, don't we control our happiness? I think so. So think about this. I read a recent book, it hasn't even been published yet, by Dr. Benjamin Hardy on 10Xing Your Business. If you haven't read it, you should. If you're an entrepreneur, you should read it. But it got me thinking about 10Xing my life and the lives of my clients and whoever's listening to me for that matter. So can you imagine a world where no one positively affects you in a huge way or person or situation, or no one negatively affects you, person or situation? I can, and that's what I'm shooting for. So I want to shoot for the stars. And if I hit the moon, awesome, right? You guys can do the same thing if you want. You have the ability. I want to stay in a constant state of just joy where I don't have crazy highs and I don't have crazy lows. And when I look back at my life, when I had crazy highs, they were sometimes around my unresolved trauma from my childhood or my programming from my childhood. So if it was a woman that I met and I was like super, super excited about her, now I look back and I think that I was thinking at the time, I really wasn't thinking, it was my subconscious mind, is that, oh, this person's going to bring me happiness. Or if I can make $1 million, it will make me happy. So getting super positive on something isn't great either. So I want to stay in this like baseline zone where I don't get super positive and I don't get super negative. And I know you'll question that, like, why wouldn't you want to get super positive? Because sometimes you get super positive, it's your subconscious mind wanting to fix something inside yourself. So how do you do all this? I think you do it through constant questioning of your actions and behaviors, right? Why are you acting a certain way to somebody? Why are you doing something? Why are you drinking before the event? Why are you yelling at your spouse? Why are you coming home and eating? Why, when someone says something to you at your office, do you feel a certain way? Why do you have this imposter syndrome at the office? The only way you get to this state is to constantly question those things. And I'm getting closer and closer every day to shooting for the stars and reaching the moon where no one can negatively impact me. It's been a long time, other than my 15-year-old daughter, since someone has triggered me. So what am I getting closer to? I think I feel like I'm getting closer to nirvana, really. And so can you. So what is nirvana and how does someone get it? Nirvana is like a super peaceful and happy feeling that people get when they learn to focus their thoughts really well at any point in time or during meditation. And in meditation, the person concentrates on one special thing, like their breath, a word or a phrase called a mantra or even a picture. And by keeping their attention on this one thing, they slowly calm their strong emotions and thoughts about themselves. And as they keep practicing, they'll find a never-ending sense of happiness and peace. This amazing feeling, my friends and happypreneurs, is called nirvana. This can happen outside of meditation too. Some people have already found this nirvana, and many other people are on their journey to discover it. So you can do this too. How do you do it? Well, there's a lot of ways, but this tool that I created is a really helpful thing to always be questioning when you have. I set it up for a negative emotion, but you can use it for any emotions, really. So what is the tool that I use? I call it the Daily Emotional Tracker, and you can download it for free at bradchandler.com/tracker. And right at the top of this document, it says, when you feel any type of negative emotion, you pause, you identify the emotion, you give yourself compassion for that emotion, and then you figure out where in your life could that reaction or feeling have come from. And it's usually from a time in your past when someone made you feel a certain way, and you're bringing that meaning into the present situation. So when you're fighting or arguing with your spouse, it hardly ever has to do with the actual situation, and it has all to do with your brain doing what it's supposed to do, going back to a time in your life when someone made you feel a certain way and bringing that into the present. So next time you're arguing with your spouse, which you probably never do, but if you do, think about this. This is what you need to do. Don't yell back. Don't fight back. Just pause. Take a deep breath. Identify the emotion. Give yourself compassion for the emotion, because so many of my clients and myself weren't able to have compassion as a child. We couldn't say we're feeling this way and have an adult say, it's okay, we'll take care of you. So now you get to give yourself compassion that you never got. No one can love you like you can. So give yourself compassion, figure out where it came from. And then knowing that it came from a time in the past, you can let it go and move on. And when you identify the emotion, don't use I am angry, as that makes the emotion your identity. Whereas I feel angry, I feel sad, I feel discouraged, I feel not enough. You acknowledge it's a feeling that isn't permanent, and identity is way more permanent. And here's a really cool brain hack that my friend Dr. Eugene told me about. There's literally science around labeling the emotion. When you feel a negative emotion, you're often in fight or flight, which is AKA survival mode. So UCLA did a study where they hooked up a bunch of participants to a brain scan, and they showed the participants photos of people in survival mode state, anger, fear, anxiety. When you're in survival state, your amygdala is activated. So they show them the pictures. They immediately, by monitoring their brain waves, they figured out that they were immediately kicked into a survival state brain, the amygdala. They then asked the participants to label what they saw. And the moment they labeled the emotion, the survival state brain turned off in the participants, and the executive state brain turned on, because guess what? It required you to think about it. You actually call on the prefrontal cortex, where your emotional regulation comes in. So it's a brain hack, right? So use it. Whenever you feel a negative emotion, pause and identify that emotion by saying, I'm feeling this certain way. Is it going to fix everything and make you peaceful and content? No, but it should kick you out of that long enough to process and be like, wait, why am I feeling this way? And for me, it happens so rarely, but when it does, it's always about the way that I used to feel about myself, that I'm not enough. So my daughter, I ask her to do something and she doesn't do it. My old self would have gotten angry, would have yelled at her, would have stayed triggered maybe for a day or a couple hours. I don't know. Now I think to myself, I do exactly what I pause. I go, what am I feeling? I'm feeling disrespected, but really disrespected. No one can disrespect me except myself. So I'm feeling sad. Why am I feeling sad? Because she's not listening to me. Then my subconscious mind is probably yelling at me saying, see, I'm right. You're not that good. She's not doing what you ask. So I say, is that the case? No, that came from the way that my dad made me feel as a child. So she's just a 15-year-old kid that's interested in her friends and talking to them. And so she's not disrespecting me. I'm not enough. And then boom, I just snap out of it. So it lasts me seconds now. My triggers that happen once in a blue moon last me for seconds instead of sometimes hours, or with my ex-wives, they used to last days. So anyway, bradchandler.com/tracker, download the tracker, anytime you have it, in a negative emotion or a really high emotion, go ahead and put it in the date and time. What triggered you? What was the emotion that you felt? And then ask yourself, is the thought that brought that meaning or emotion true or not? If it's not true, release the emotion and move on. It's nearly impossible to suffer when you live in the truth, right? It really is. Most of the suffering in this world is self-inflicted. But knowing that, all change begins with awareness. You don't have to suffer anymore. You can process your emotions. You can figure out where they came from. If you want my help, I'm here to help you. One other thing I was going to say about thoughts. So every action begins with a thought, and that thought turns into an emotion, and that emotion drives a behavior or an action that oftentimes reinforces the original thought. So many of you are caught in this death loop spiral where you think a thought, I'm not good enough, I'm fat, I'm ugly. And so what's the emotion? You have sadness. What do? Maybe you turn to food. You go eat a bunch of donuts or something bad. Then what do you feel? Yep. See, I'm no good. So what will you do now if that happens? When you got to the I am sad, you're going to be like, well, why am I sad? You're going to first of all say, I'm feeling sad. You're going to give yourself compassion for that. Say, it's okay. Because guess what? The real person or soul that's feeling sad is not your 44-year-old self. It's your 6-year-old self. So if your 6-year-old self walked up to you and said, I'm feeling really sad, would you say, go drink some whiskey or go eat some donuts? And by the way, you are no good and you are just fat? No, you would pick that little boy up or little girl and you'd be like, you're not enough. You're more than enough. You're special. You're amazing. You've got this massive mission on this earth. I'm here for you. I love you. We don't need to turn to anything outside of ourselves. For 47 years, I turned to things outside of myself thinking that they were going to bring me joy and peace and happiness. And I'm here to tell you, that's not the case. Everything that you need to be happy, you have inside you right now. Stop reaching for outside things. Stop trying to find that next promotion. Make that next $1 million. Make your first $1 million. Buy a yacht. Buy a fancy car. Get that special girlfriend. Get that special boyfriend. Buy that vacation. When that stuff happens, I'll be happy. No, you won't. No, you won't. I've been there. I've done that. It doesn't make you happy. If you've got these deep-seated feelings in your subconscious mind that were rightfully attained as a child when you were going through stressful times, they're still buried inside you and they're controlling you. Nothing outside of yourself. It may give you temporary relief for a couple hours to get drunk and forget your problems, but then it just compounds it, doesn't go anywhere. So if I can be a help, I'm here. I help entrepreneurs find more happiness by identifying the thoughts that are causing them to work too much, struggle, suffer, have bad relationships, so that they can find more joy, that they can work less, that they can improve their life and their relationships. Hope that was helpful. Again, you don't have to suffer. There is a better way. Life is meant to be full of joy, full of happiness, and full of deeply connected relationships. And if you don't have those and you're working too much and you're drinking too much and you're eating too much, you don't have to. There's definitely a better way. And if I can help you, just let me know. Thank you. And remember,
hit subscribe if you don't want to miss out on more life-changing content. And if you're struggling, you don't have to. Go to bradchandler.com/contact. There, you can join the Facebook community of like-minded entrepreneurs, and you'll see a button to schedule your freedom and happiness call. See you on the next episode.